In the mid-1980s, there was a book by Neil Postman called Amusing Ourselves to Death. And it basically was an extension of the Orwellian fear that we were being distracted by bread and circuses, that the individual was getting weaker and weaker and less likely to think for him or herself. And if I fast forward that to now, you think about how much time so many people spend on Facebook or TikTok or whatever your thing is. Very smart people, and it's the smart people building these things. I don't know if you know the scholar Zeynep Tufekci.
Mm-mm, I don't.
She's at the University of North Carolina. She studies the social impact of technology. And years ago, we did a piece about whether the internet was being ruined, I think was the headline. And it was about Facebook and Google and Twitter creating these monolithic channels. But it's also about the fact that these are such attractive ecosystems for people to work, and you can get so rich so quick. So Tufekci talked about, here, I'll read a little quote. She said, there are all these really smart engineers or the brightest computer scientists, and all they're thinking about is, how do I keep someone on Facebook for 10 more minutes? What's the exact combination of things that will keep them on the site as long as possible so that we can show them as much advertisement as possible? It really feels like a waste to have this much intelligence and smarts being used to figure out how to keep you clicking on 10 more animal videos. That was 5 years ago. I don't think that problem has gotten any better.
It got worse, maybe.
And I think there are all kinds of counterexamples where unbelievably intelligent and curious and trained people are applying their intellect in super pro-social and productive ways. But I do think that I, let's say, can get away with being a lot dumber now than I could have a generation ago. And it doesn't really hurt me. And there's a lot of intellect being wasted.